grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." I suspect you'll all agree with me when I say that changes in how we think can be detected in what we say. Changes in how we think can be detected in what we say. Nowadays, we often hear talk about people of faith. People of faith. But if we ask what is meant by people of faith, the answer to that question is far from clear. Well, most everybody would agree that people of faith are, of course, people who in some sense believe. But if you go on to ask what it is that people believe, you get all kinds of different answers, which have only this in common, namely, that people of faith are those who believe that there is a God, or perhaps some kind of higher power, a higher power. Because that is so, this expression, people of faith, includes Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and polytheists and who knows what else, perhaps even atheists who believe in some kind of ideology, such as Marxism. Well, when faith is understood in this way, who can possibly say that one kind of faith is better than another kind of faith? And so there can be no real difference between a faith that is true and one that is false. In fact, the question of truth takes a back seat or even vanishes altogether. But this understanding of faith, this notion, this idea, has nothing to do with the truth revealed in Jesus, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I am the truth. And because Jesus is the truth, genuine faith can only be faith in him. The gospel read on this Lord's Day paints a beautiful picture of genuine faith. For in today's gospel, St. Matthew shows us the faith of the woman who had for 12 years suffered from a discharge of blood, and the faith of a man whose 12-year-old daughter had died. St. Mark and St. Luke tell us that the man's name was Jairus. So consider this woman. According to the Old Testament law, her discharge of blood had made her ritually unclean, and that isolated her from full participation in the life of the community. Jairus was an important figure in the community. He was, in fact, a ruler of the synagogue. The woman was an outsider. Jairus was an insider. But what matters most is what the two of them, in fact, had in common. They had the same faith in Jesus. This woman knew that Jesus is full of mercy, and so did Jairus. She touches the fringe of Jesus' garment. Jairus prostrates himself at Jesus' feet, and with all the sorrow and anguish of a grieving father, begs Jesus, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." What we see here so clearly is that genuine faith doesn't look inward to find assurance and hope and peace. Genuine faith looks outside of itself to Jesus Christ alone, just as we sing, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Genuine faith doesn't go by what it sees or feels or wants. Genuine faith goes solely by what Jesus says, because without Jesus's promise, there can be no faith. There can only be speculation and delusion. And isn't that how it is with the world today? Sadly, even with some nominal Christians. Insofar as the world even thinks about God, even thinks about the meaning of life, where do we come from, where are we going, why are we here? The world is filled with all kinds of speculation and delusion, nor can it be otherwise if we turn our backs on Christ, who is the truth, even as he is the way to God, and himself the Prince and Author of life. The woman who for 12 years had suffered and spent everything she had in her desperate efforts to find healing didn't turn her back on Jesus, nor did Jairus. both of them came to him because they both knew him to be full of mercy. And they placed their trust not in themselves nor in any merely human help. They placed their trust in Jesus. And so the woman who had suffered for 12 years found healing, and Jairus' 12-year-old daughter was given new life. You and I must look where they looked. They looked to Jesus. And so did all the saints whom we remembered this past Sunday. Just think of those wonderful words in the letter to the Hebrews, where the holy writer paints a picture of a vast crowd in the stands cheering on the runners of a race. He writes, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Looking to Jesus, that is what saving faith is. The faith that saves not by what it does, but by what it receives. Forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And to him be glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.